Welcome to Child Care Tips Podcast, produced by Maryland Family Network. This podcast will cover the care of children with feeding tubes. In this episode, PACT World of Care child care teacher Brittany Barnes will represent the provider being asked to care for a child with a gastroostomy or G-tube feedings. We will refer to this throughout the podcast as a feeding tube. Maryland Family Network's nurse consultant, Patty Ormiston, provides answers to Brittany's thought-provoking questions about feeding tubes in children. Let's meet them now.
Hi, Patty. My name is Brittany. I work over at PACT World of Care Daycare. I have been asked to care for a child who gets feeding through a tube in his stomach, and I have several questions about providing care for the child. What is a feeding tube?
A feeding tube is a way for children to get nutrition and support growth through a tube inserted directly into the stomach. There are two types of tube. The NG, or nasogastric tube, is a soft tube that goes through the nose, down the throat, and into the stomach. The tube will be in the child's nose with adhesive on the cheek to hold it in place at a specified level. The GT, or gastrostomy feeding tube, is usually placed directly into the stomach through the abdomen, so you will see a white plastic port right over the stomach area. It should not be painful or restrictive after placement, and I liken this to a piercing, although obviously the feeding tube is larger and inserted into the stomach through a surgical procedure. The diameter of the tube and the length are noted on the plastic port, and the family should always carry a spare tube for quick replacement if needed.
Does having a feeding tube hurt the child? And how long does it hurt after the child first gets it inserted?
The child has surgery to place the tube, so there is mild discomfort for a few days after the tube is placed. The surgery doctor will follow up and replace the child's tube about 3 months after surgery. The tubes are held in with a balloon-like device inside the stomach, which breaks down over time, so the parents replace the tube every 3 months or sooner as needed.
What causes a child to need a feeding tube?
Children who were born early, children with medical conditions, and children with developmental delays may all benefit from a feeding tube early on to get extra nutrition and fluid. Many times, children born early may have had a breathing support through the nose and mouth, which interfered with eating by mouth, causing a delay in their ability to build the oral skills such as sucking and swallowing needed to get proper nutrition by mouth. Children with weak stomach muscles or reflux and spitting up may also require a feeding tube if more nutrition comes out than goes in. Children who have suffered a brain injury and those children with resulting cerebral palsy may have difficulty coordinating the skills of taking food into the mouth and swallowing. Children with heart defects may tire quickly with the process of eating, such as infants sucking a bottle. So in the meantime, the feeding tube assures that the child receives the extra nutrition needed while they continue to develop eating skills and increase the amounts they are taking by mouth.
Can a child still eat by mouth with a feeding tube in place?
For most children, the goal is to increase eating by mouth while decreasing feedings through the tube. It depends on the reason for the feeding tube. Some children may have breathing or swallowing issues that have not resolved, and the child is likely receiving therapy to help with eating by mouth. A swallow study test might be scheduled to determine when it is safe for the child to eat by mouth. The parent's directive will guide the child's daily intake by mouth and feeding tube in the child care setting. It is essential for the child care providers to communicate with the family regularly to discuss any concerns and assure any new foods or more solid consistencies are tried at home first. Foods by mouth are offered before the tube feedings, since the stomach will be less full and the child most hungry. If the child needs assistance with eating, assure they are sitting up straight and provide chin support as needed to help with the swallowing process.
How does the feeding tube work?
There is a short extension tube with a clamp that is connected to the plastic port in the stomach before the feed. Pinch the tubing with the clamp anytime you place or remove the extension, since stomach contents may leak out through the tube. The feed may be given as a bolus, using a 2-ounce syringe of formula and letting it flow into the tube by gravity. The clamp is important here. If the child becomes full or fussy during the feed, the formula will come back up into the syringe quickly, and clamping the tube will prevent this until settled. The other method of feeding is by using a pump set to give the feed usually over an hour. The family will set the pump rate and mount for feedings. This helps children who get full or gaggy during a bolus feed. Using a feeding pump requires the extension tubing to be connected to a feeding bag attached to the pump. The pump and bag are in a backpack, which the child usually wears during a feed. The bag can also be placed close to the child if unable to wear, for example, when the child is napping. Providers must be observant during the feeding process to assure the tubes stay connected and do not get caught or pulled on anything with diaper changes, play activities, or curious classmates.
What else should I watch out for when the child is being fed by the tube?
If a child becomes uncomfortable or gassy and fussy during the feed, you can pause the feed and restart again in a couple minutes. If the child starts vomiting where the formula is forcefully coming up in large cupfuls, stop the feed and contact the parent for advice. With reflux, some formula may come back up towards the end of the feed or after the feed when the stomach is full. With reflux, the formula comes out without much force and in smaller amounts than vomiting. Any pressure on the belly area just after a feed can cause reflux, which is why positioning is important for children with feeding tubes. Having the child in an upright position for 30 minutes after the feed can help with reflux.
Can medicines go through the feeding tube?
Yes, any medications are given through the tube, followed by water to flush it through the tube and into the stomach. This is helpful for a child who has trouble swallowing and a child who refuses to take needed medicines, or those children taking several medications. Usually, daily medications are given only once or twice a day at home by the family. Medications are given before or after and not during feeds, and the tube is always flushed with water afterwards to assure the medicine gets into the stomach.
Is it okay for a child to lie on their stomach with a feeding tube?
Yes, tummy time or laying on the stomach while awake is important for a child's development. It is ideal to schedule tummy time in between feeds and at least 30 minutes after a feed, especially if the child has reflux, meaning they spit up some in the time frame after feeds when they have a full stomach. Reflux is a weak muscle at the opening of the stomach, and pressure on the stomach can push the formula back out of the stomach and out of the mouth. Disconnect the extension tube from the stomach area and cover area with closing as usual to prepare for tummy time.
Can the plastic connection in the stomach get wet? How do you clean that area?
Yes, the plastic connection on the abdomen can be cleaned with soap and water and with regular bathing. The connection is like a piercing, and parents gently rotate and wash the area underneath, which can look crusty, and some stomach fluids may leak underneath the connection. You may also see a puffy pink or red tissue under the plastic connection called a granuloma. Always discuss any concerns or changes you see at the area with the family, but in general, the area is cleaned by the family in the same way whether there is a granuloma or not.
What happens if the child's feeding tube comes out? Do I notify the parents?
Yes, always notify the parent as soon as possible and place the plastic port in a baggie. You may also need to place a clean cloth or towel over the site if a little bit of leaking occurs. The drainage will be stomach contents like liquid or formula and not blood. The child should not be in pain, and there will be less leakage when the child is being soothed. Parent pickup must be timely since the child may have no other way to eat and could become dehydrated after a few hours.
Will I be responsible if the feeding tube comes out while the child is in my care?
No, as feeding tubes come out for different reasons. However, it is important to be careful when feeding that the tube is securely in place without too much extra tubing hanging out that could catch and pull during transfers, diaper changes, or with curious classmates.
Is there anything else you can tell me?
Regular communications with the family is always important. Observe the child during feeds to better understand when the child becomes full or uncomfortable, and also to ensure the tubes stay connected during the feed. Good hand washing before and after all types of caregiving is essential and protects both the child and the provider. Call Maryland Family Network's nurse consultant for support. Thanks for all you do for the children enrolled in your care.